Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? The world running on EVs and renewable energy? Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Okay, ready? Coming up today on the Ben and Skin Show. Coming up tomorrow on the Ben and Skin Show, we'll be back live and direct at the Ford Center as the Cowboys practice at the Star, and we'll give you live practice updates in the 12 o'clock hour. Roll home with your homeboys from Richardson. No, I can't say that anymore. Kick it with your homeboys from Richardson. It's the Ben and Skin Show, 10 to 2 on 105.3 The Fan.
This segment of the Ben and Skin Show brought to you by Texas Health Resources. This segment of the Ben and Skin Show is also brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing and Rubin and Associates. If you're drowning in debt, call our guy Mark Rubin at 1-800-LAWYERS. Mark will talk with you personally, take control of your debt, eliminate your stress, and allow you to live life again. It all starts with a simple, confidential phone call, so pick up the phone right now. Call Mark Rubin at 1-800-LAWYERS. It's Mark Rubin and Rubin and Associates at 1-800-LAWYERS.
All right, thank you, Shippy. Jason Garrett just called the team together. Now they've broken up into individual position groups on different parts of the field. And Jalen, who we think we're going to be interviewing soon, is wandering to the other end of the field. I see KT tracking him with his wireless headset. So let's get ready for that. But before we do that, I think we got some breaking news.
That's right, Skin. This breaking news is brought to you by, it's powered by Radio.com Sports and brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. This from Jeff Passan, MLB insider at ESPN. He says the use of gas station sexual enhancement pills in baseball is so prevalent that MLB sent out a memo warning players that their use could lead to positive PED tests, as at least two players have claimed this year.
Because of those?
Yep. The juice ball era continues.
Oh, my God. That is a really weird thing. I mean, I guess if you're faced with the proposition of missing games, Ben, you might go, yeah, I took a sex pill from a gas station. That's why I tested positive for this.
Oh, no. I mean, when I hear sex pill from a gas station, that doesn't sound like true love.
No. Sounds like conception for me. But thank you for that breaking news, Shippy. All right.
My pleasure. Ben,
no follow-up needed. All right?
Okay.
Damn it.
And the way this impacts you and your life is not really pertinent to the story.
Right. So, Ben, just kind of describe what you see all laid out here in front of you.
Yeah, practice is basically over. This is what's confusing at times in Oxnard, too, because when we were watching a camp practice, it ends several times.
Yeah.
And I think what's happened is because Garrett is so used to what happens when he deals with the media, Garrett gives a press conference. Mm-hmm. And then he's like, all right, guys, that's it. It's over. The press conference is over. Then he walks off to the side of the stage, and then all the writers and everybody surrounds him, and he has an after press conference.
Right.
Then he's like, sorry, guys, it's over. And then they have a walk-off.
Right.
As he's walking, it's a walk and talk with several of the same people. It's almost like there's three parts to the whole thing. Well, practice is that way, too. They go through all this practice. It ends. Garrett brings the team together. All right, guys, it's over. Everyone in the stadium applauds. They're like, all right, now go to your individual position groups. And they go do some more stuff. And then he brings them back together. Okay, now we're really done, guys. See you later.
Yeah.
And then they go back to their individual position groups. And then we'll see where it goes from here. But so basically, the guys have separated into like a post-practice malaise where you're not really doing anything serious, but there are guys among other guys that play their position, and they still are doing something within their position groups, but it's low impact. Most guys have their helmets off. They're not They're not running. They're basically walking.
Yeah.
But practice is not over yet.
No, it's the opposite of momentum. And it's a lot like when there's like some gatherings at a friend house and everybody kind of knows each other. And you're trying to get out the door and your wife keeps stopping and talking to people along the way. And you're like, well, I thought we were out of here like 10 minutes ago. And then you look up and you're still kind of standing there and you're not quite at the front door yet. That's what's happening with Cowboy practice, and a lot of these guys aren't sure how hard they're supposed to be trying because we're 15 minutes removed from the half jog race that went on for a good 10 minutes.
Yeah, they went for a jog in front of us, and it was I put this out on Twitter at Ben Rogers. I captured one of the races and Garrett came in fourth. I thought it says a lot. I mean,
out of like 35 people or something.
Yeah, he beat like 30 other guys. I don't think I'd be okay with letting Coach Garrett beat me if I was a professional football player.
Yeah, the amount of disinterest is really, truly amazing. While we wait for KT to track down Jalen Smith, I would like to get into, to me, the most interesting audio that come out of the whole Jalen Smith situation yesterday. And this is after the press conference. It's clip number 8, Shippy. And this is Jerry talking with about 5 or 6 media dudes about Zeke and his agent, quote-unquote, being offended.
Look, I've earned the right with Zeke to joke. Period. I've earned that. But let me be real clear about it. I've earned that right to joke.
My favorite thing about it, watching it on video, is because Jerry is such a master of charm. You know, he knew that there had been fallout from him saying that, and people were saying, oh, my God, I can't believe he said that. And we heard, okay, Zeke's agent so disrespected by that. Witten laughed about it. He's like, dude, I promise you Zeke's not offended. But it's posturing for a contract. Mm-hmm. But Jerry addressed it sternly. And my favorite part, if you see the video of this, is he is able to wink. He's able to implement the wink in conversation, which is a difficult thing to do.
Period.
Without being creepy. But he does it in a masterful way. I love it if Jerry drops a wink on it. He goes, yeah, I've earned the right. And then he winks and says, I've earned the right. And you're like, damn. He's very serious here. He means that, and he winked at me. What a charming gentleman.
Yeah, that's a great point, Ben, because it's also such a strong message to Zeke of, hey, as we're doing these negotiations, remember, you're the one that can't keep your hands clean off the field. I'm the one that's rolled with you on all of this. So if we're going to bow up now and act offended, let me give you a list of things I'm offended by. Most people are more offended by yanking a boob out on Greenville than making a joke, okay? So well, again, we're making a list of offensive stuff.
Right.
Let's roll it back here, homeboy. I've been in the bunker with you. So let's not act like I haven't been here fighting with you the entire time.
Yeah. And, Skin, as you look down to the other end of the field, I want you to take a look at that. And, KT, look at that goalpost. That goalpost down there is not even, is it?
They did that for Maher.
It's slightly slanted. I think Maher's been hitting the upright so much that he's bent the goalpost down there.
Yeah, I think you're right. Or maybe trying to build his confidence because so many things do hook left on him.
Yeah, they curved it around.
Yeah, can they kind of lean it forward to maybe catch some of these to maybe build his confidence? What are you doing down there, KT?
You guys want to talk to Jalen?
Heck yes, we do.
All right.
I can see KT's putting the headset, and Ben joining us now from down there on the field is one of the truly current great Cowboys and a man who was able to help his mother retire yesterday, the great Jalen Smith. How we doing, Jalen?
I'm doing wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. How are you guys?
Man, we're doing great, and we're very happy for you. Just kind of, first of all, I'd like to hear your thoughts on what yesterday meant to you and how it felt.
Blessing. Dream come true. Being able to be a Cowboy for life. It's an amazing thing, so I'm just thankful.
Yeah, and I'm curious as to your take on this because we find you to be a very sharp guy and a smart businessman. I remember we talked to you at Dirk's Hero Celebrity Baseball game, and you were talking to Mark Cuban. You guys were talking business, and he was very impressed with you, and I love that you took the time to talk to Cuban. So I know you get business. How does it impact you and your future to remain on the Dallas Cowboys?
Yeah, I mean, it's just I have a purpose beyond athletics. I don't want to be remembered as just a great football player. And there's a lot of resources and access out here in Dallas. So Dallas is home, and it will be home. Thankful.
That's seeing the whole field right there. So, Jalen, how did this whole thing come together? You know, there's so much talk about who to sign and all this, that, and the other that it just suddenly happened. When did talks really begin, and how did they all come together?
Honestly, it was an easy process. We got the contract done and pretty much less than a week.
So the contract talk started a week ago.
Yeah, out in Oxnard. The biggest thing for us is we both knew, both parties knew and wanted the same thing. Longevity, security, for the future of the franchise and myself as an individual. So
did we just lose Jalen there? I just saw something fall off of his headset. I think that's a bad sign there.
Okay, looks like KT is plugging everything back in down there. We're standing by.
Oh, look at this. This is great.
KT is down there. This is like NASA astronaut. Do we have you, Jalen?
Hello.
Hey, we got you. Awesome. Yeah. Thank you. Let's jump right in here too. As you were talking about the way this came together, did you initiate this yourself? Did you and your agents go to the Cowboys and say we want to get a deal done?
Yeah, I mean, it was pretty much all a part of the plan. You know, just being patient and understanding when the time, when I felt the time was right, when my agent felt the time was right.
Talking to Jalen Smith here on the Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan. So now that this is, I don't know, I don't want to say behind you, or at least this is cemented and you know where you're going to be for a while, what has to happen for you personally to reach the goals that you want to reach this year?
For me, it's about being consistent. You know, that's the mark of greatness, consistency. So, you know, every opportunity, every day is an opportunity to be great. And I just want to maximize each and every day of my life. So I'm working towards that.
You know, one of the realities for players, especially on really good teams that have drafted well and have a bunch of great players, is in the NFL is realizing there's a salary cap. Did you take in the fact that, hey, there's a cap here, there's only a limited amount of pie? Did you factor all that into how you went about this?
Absolutely. You know, we got some guys here who needs to be paid. And luckily, I was one of those guys. And for me, it's a team effort. Like I said, I want to be a part of the Cowboys for the rest of my life. So was able to accomplish that. You know, there's so many years to come, but, you know, the focus is now. The focus is now. We got some guys, you know, that we all love, and, you know, they want to get paid.
Yeah, no doubt, and they deserve to get paid as you did and have. And I'm just curious, like, when it comes to a situation like that, it's easy for us, and you've probably been a sports fan looking at big contracts before. I just have a lot of respect for a guy who says, you know what, if I wait a little bit longer, yeah, maybe I make more money down the road, but I'd like to be surrounded with better teammates, and I think we all have a better chance to win if we divide the pie. And my take on your contract is that, am I way out of place there, or is that kind of the way you looked at it?
A lot of that definitely, you know, took into consideration. You know, the Cowboys had 2 years left on my contract, you know, before I would become an unrestricted free agent unless they franchise tag me. So just understanding the whole scope of things, and but also understanding my value and my worth. You know, the Cowboys understand that as well. So we're going to do whatever it takes to be great.
Jalen, it's lunchtime and all this pie talk is making me hungry. What is your favorite kind of pie, and do you like desserts in general?
Man, I'm like a apple pie, or love some cheesecake for sure.
Heck yes.
But what is your body fat percentage? Do you know?
6.
I mean, come on, dude. When's the last time you ate a dessert?
You know, I like to have a cheat day once a week.
Are you lifting weights while you're eating the pie?
I'm not a good multitasker.
well, we're just saying that in a way to compliment you. You look great. Congratulations on the big contract and moment in your life. And, man, we're super excited, as are most Cowboy fans, that you're going to be a Dallas Cowboy for a long time. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you. You guys take care.
Call me Jalen.
There he goes, Jalen Smith.
How about that? Cheesecake. God, I love
that guy,
cheesecake.
He's built like He-Man.
Oh,
I mean, he is a V. And so there's absolutely no way he's doing a lot of deserting.
I couldn't tell the difference between him and KT looking down there. They looked about the same human.
Hey,
KT,
guys, pretty positive here.
KT,
hey.
How did that – what was your read? Because you're across the field from us, about 70 yards away.
Uh-huh.
What was your read on whether or not Jalen Smith enjoyed the interview?
Oh, he absolutely didn't want to do it. Yeah.
Yep.
No, he said
like
– so before I handed him this microphone, he goes – and it, you know, it's quick because I'm listening to you guys and kind of talking back, and then I got to take the headset off and hand it to him. So then I can't hear what you guys are saying. So in that transition process of me handing him a headset, he goes, "Just a couple questions, bro. I ain't gonna lie."
Okay, so I have to ask you this. So you guys just happen to be on the big thick part of the sideline where there's, you know, it looks to be a good, almost 2 to 3 yards of white.
Uh-huh.
And so we could see you guys contrasted against it. And halfway in the interview, we suddenly couldn't hear him. And we looked, and I saw something fall off of him and tumble down the sideline there. What was that as you scrambled to fix it?
So there's a connector to the microphone that has the thing that allows you to be, you know, wireless, if you will, to you guys. It's a little power button thing.
Uh-huh.
And it fell off.
Oh.
And, you know, hey. You know, you do what you can do, you know.
Good engineering work by you,
dude. Yeah, throw it on there real quick, you know, hey.
What I was impressed most about that is KT didn't have a headset on, right? So he has no idea that the interview has stopped. Thankfully, you were paying attention there, dude. Well done by you.
I saw it really quickly and then tried to throw it on as fast as possible. I didn't know. He was kind of like, man, is this really the interview I'm doing? with the microphone that won't stay together.
You thought it was a bad thing when you saw pieces of gear bounce down the sideline like a fumble.
Is this really the interview I'm doing?
But honestly, you got to think about it. Pretty good day from Cowboys camp here at the Ford Center at the Star.
Really.
You had live practice action happening. The only place you could get it, okay, here on the fan.
Okay.
And then you have talking to Jalen with a wireless microphone.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
The technology we had is incredible.
I thought you meant on the Cowboys part. I thought it was the worst practice I'd ever seen, but our show was fantastic.
They had a rough practice.
But the defense is really good.
Yeah.
The defense is really good, except in the two-minute drill, the Cowboys moved the ball down the field easily, and they were utilizing Jason Witten a ton. And then Dak throws an interception.
Yeah, I do want to say this, though. So there's a part where Stephen Jones is wearing this crazy red jacket and it looks like Jordan's. But there's a part where he's just signing autographs for a ton of fans over there. So I know a lot of people are working or whatever, but you can come to the Ford Center and come to these practices. They're going to have some afternoon practices next week as well, or some evening practices next week.
Cool.
That fans can come out and be a part of. And I think it'll be a lot more crowded. And I also think the team will practice better than they did today. It was not a good practice from the blue and gray.
Well, let's hope so, Kevin. Hey, thank you for your commitment to excellence.
Yeah, guys.
I was talking to Ben.
And I was really thinking about that.
Well, what I try to do is be excellent every segment.
Guys, when you really touch base.
Hey, turn his mic off. He's ruining the show. It's the Ben and Skin Show, 105.3.
You guys are all crushing it.
Oh God. Shippy.
I'd like to say, I want his mic off.
I want to hear from KT here, actually.
Shippy's made a great point right there.
Okay, thanks.
When you really break it all down and look at the ins and the outs.
That's enough.
I think in the last 20 seconds, the G-Bag Nation has left the building and just gone home.
No, they're ready to go. The G-Bag Nation.
Just pass it.
The G-Bag Nation joins us next. We'll get ready for a little nation happening. And a major announcement that they just had, which is really cool. We'll talk to them about that next. Before we do, I want to talk about DFW Security. Those are our friends. DFW Security has become like family to us. They're woven into the fabric of what we do. If you need home security, if you don't have security cameras yet, what are you waiting for? DFW Security is going to hook it up. They do the home security cameras at my house, and we couldn't be happier. I can access it all, monitor it all right from my smartphone on the app poweredbyalarm.com.
Really great. That app, and then you get the entire hookup when you call and mention Ben and Scan at 888-594-5018. That's 888-594-5018 for DFWsecurity.com. Mention Ben and Scan, and they're going to throw in $1,300 of equipment for free. For free! Go, what a hookup! And if you get all registered by August 31st, then you're going to get 2 months free service by paying the first month down. Really great hookup. You got to mention Ben and Scan. Get the whole back-to-school camera special. And then, of course, you get all the great discounts. DFWsecurity.com at 888-594-5018. Make sure and mention Ben and Scan.
Hey, Ben and Skin here for the Windstar World Casino and Resort. A great time is waiting for you right up the road. Just hop in your car, head up 35, pass through Louisville, pass through Denton, cross that Oklahoma-Texas border, and that's where all the fun's happening at the Windstar World Casino and Resort. You don't have to get on a plane and fly to Vegas. You don't have to deal with the logistical nightmare of getting to Vegas. All you got to do is use your own vehicle, get there, have a great time. The golf is gorgeous, and when you get there, you're going to want to stay at the Windstar World and Casino and Resort just a little bit longer.
Absolutely. There's so much to do, Ben. So many great shows coming. You know, at the end of this month is when they have that big comedy show with Dennis Miller and David Spade and Norm MacDonald. That's a heck of a lot of fun. And then they got some classic rock shows coming in, some country shows. Just all great reasons to go get a room at the resort and stay all weekend so you can stay and play. Love the golfing experience there, whether it's Red Bud or Scissor Tail. Two great sets of 18 holes that are championship-style resort golf. It's an awesome experience. And we're going to be out there next week, and we're going to make the most of our WinStar experience as well. So if you can take off on Tuesday, come on up and see us at at Windstar. That'd be a blast. We'd love to see you out there. But make plans to go and take advantage of the region's premier poker room, all those blackjack tables, all the slot machines. Now they have craps and roulette. It is on and popping. 1 mile north of that Texas-Oklahoma border, it's the Windstar World Casino and Resort. It's where the good times always roll.
Southwest Kia is the home of the all-new Kia Telluride, an 8-passenger SUV at southwestkia.com.
Caller number 10 right now, 877-881-1053, wins a pair of tickets to see the Rascal Flatts at the Dos Equis Pavilion on Friday, August 30th. Caller number 10 right now.
Thank you, Kevin. It's the Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan, wrapping things up from the Ford Center at the Star. Happy to be out here today. We got to watch practice. We will be back out here again tomorrow. And again, it was a day where, well, I should say this. If you're a Cowboy fan, you should want to come to the Star and watch practice. Come to the Ford Center at the Star, watch everything, because this place was not even packed today at all.
No.
And there's plenty of seats. The AC is cold, and you get to see a lot of cool things. If you love the Cowboys, I know everybody's got work and school and whatnot, but, man, if you can, make it out and watch camp tomorrow at the Star. We've had a great time being out here. Ford Center at the Star. Thank you very much to Ford for having us out here. And we are now joined by our brothers.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs, or Wings. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19 ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.